Track instead of a live track, because sometimes when I talk about this, I get booed. And that sucks, because getting a reduction is a thing that I'd wanted since I was in 10th grade. Like, I remember having panic attacks picking out homecoming dance dresses because none of them fit and made me feel like a freak. And I almost cried after surgery because the first time I hugged my boyfriend, it was the closest a person had physically been to my heart in almost 20 years. But you'd be surprised, because when I started talking about this great thing that I do for myself that has made me feel more empowered and confident in my own skin, every 3 or 4 nights, there'll be some weirdo creep in the back corner of the room that will just start yelling, "Boo! Boo!"
Never a ghost, always a creep.
And it's like, dude, you were never gonna see them anyway.
Oh, snap.
Like, tits are a privilege, fellas, and you should be so thankful for every pair of boobs that come into your life. Like, I'm not attracted to women, but even when I see a stray boob, I'm always like, oh, hell yeah.
Nipples on a Tuesday.
They just make the world a better place, so respect them just a little bit. I had a guy come up to me one time after a show and tell me, plastic surgery seems really extreme. Did you ever think about just trying to lose some weight? And it's like, I'm a woman in 2016. It is practically demanded that I think about trying to lose weight every day of my goddamn life.
But seriously, what about CrossFit?
That same guy also said, you know, I think that cutting on your body is a slap in the face of God's work. And now, I don't know about that, but I do know that whenever I used to go running before surgery, it would be a slap in my own face every step along the way. So how about you not tell me what to do with my body, bro?
It's 2016, stop telling women what to do.
But I guess if you do still want to see my old boobs, you win, fine. You get what you want, always, all right, fine, you can. But they're on the floor of the Marina Del Rey Plastic Surgery Hospital basement in a quivery, dusty pile next to an incinerator waiting for a janitor with a hunchback and a hook hand to pull his one good leg out of a cave made of the noses of old dead celebrities.
Rest in peace, Joan Rivers.
And then he takes off his hook and he puts on a shovel and he just shovels all tits into fire on Friday night! And that's where you can find my old boobs.
That's where you can find old boobs.
Old boobs. It's a old boobs. It's a old boobs. Old boobs. It's a old dusty boobs.